Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right. 5:32, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. How is everybody? Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing all right.
Getting ready for another weekend.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, we're going to have partly sunny skies early, and then the clouds moving in with a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. The high, 43. It's 35. Here at Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. Now, so what do we have going on?
So, you
on
know,
here?
It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, about a month ago, I was asked to do this Power in Purple for St. Joseph County.
Yes.
And what that is I've gotten nominated by a, she's actually a neighbor, fan of the show, by the way.
Yes. Thank you.
And she asked if I would help raise money for cancer awareness for her Relay for Life team. She's a local survivor.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, why not? I think that'd be really cool, and I think it'd be a good thing for me to do.
Sure.
And this picture encompasses everything that I love. Ready?
Yes.
There's my sunny hat.
Your sunny stocking
my
cap.
My Black Hawk sweatshirt.
Black Hawk, yep.
And then being a part of something really bigger than anything can imagine, and that would be the Relay for Life event. Okay. You know, and it's a yearly event here. And the American Cancer Society, they've contributed to a 20% decline in cancer death rates in the U.S. That's since the early 1990s. And they really preach the fact that if you can raise even $5, if you can go to this page, and I'm going to put it on our Sunny page and as well as our Jack, Steve, and Tracy Facebook page. There's a link. Click on that. You can donate. Even a $5 donation
$5.
Can literally mean the difference of someone needing to get a ride somewhere to get a screening or to get to an appointment. And that early detection and where they can treat it aggressively is really the key for everything. So literally, that $5 donation could mean just physically getting someone to get a ride to where they need to get to get the treatment that they need.
Exactly.
So that's all. We're doing this little thing. I think it's going to last about a month. And okay. I really could use Michiana's help and the help of the show.
Once again, where will we find it?
So you go to the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Facebook page. I'm going to put a link up there.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to share it on the Sunny page.
Okay.
And there's going to be a hyperlink. You know, there's a little box at the bottom. You click on that. Go to donate. I think they take PayPal, credit cards, debit, cash. I think you can even give me cash, and then I'll, give it to our team member and things like that. And
all right, well.
Really, just help that fight, man.
And good luck.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tracy. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 6:49. Here's Steve.
Well, you know, this is probably the first year that I've been married and we're not traveling for Thanksgiving. Meg's got to work.
Oh, you're not.
We're not. So we're not part of the 50.9 million Americans that are going to be traveling. And that's throughout the, I can't imagine being out in like L.A. with the 405 and stuff, which is there's traffic on that. If you've ever been on out there, there's traffic on that road no matter what time of the day.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be 2:30 in the morning and you're going, why are we bumper to bumper? So Thanksgiving, 50.9 million Americans are going to travel. It's a 3.3% increase from 2016. It's the most since 2005, according to AAA. More than 45 million will travel by car between next Wednesday and then the Sunday after Thanksgiving. About 4 million will fly, which is a 5% increase from last year.
Wow.
4 million. Can you, or 5, 4 million. It's a 5% increase. Those traveling by car expect an expensive road trip as the national average of a gallon of gas. Regular is $2.56, which is up from $2.16 a year ago. Car rental rates are also higher than last year, and so are many hotel rooms. Meanwhile,
Average airfares on the most popular routes within the U.S. will be the actually lowest it has been in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So flying a cheaper option. I guess it depends, though. Where, you know, if you're flying out of a major city.
Right.
You know, Indy or Chicago, you can probably get a little more.
What day of the week you're traveling.
Of the week, yeah. Where you're going, what time you leave, if it's nonstop. You know, there's all those things that are going on there. Serena Williams and Reddit co-founder Alexis O'Hanahan got married in the Beauty and the Beast-themed wedding at the Contemporary Arts Center in New Orleans this past Thursday. Yesterday. Entertainment Tonight reports that the couple, they were surrounded by their closest family and friends, including their two-month-old daughter, Alexis, Olympia. And also, the celebrity guests include Selena's sister, Venus Williams, Beyonce, Ciara, and Eva Longoria. Upon arrival, the guests were greeted with the song, "Look What You Made Me Do." Look what you made me
no.
do. No, be our guest, of course. It was a Beauty and the Beast themed wedding. Yeah.
No.
Be our guest drinks. Serena actually changed into a second dress for the reception. The party is expected to continue today.
Boy,
just keep going.
Changes,
with a full-blown brunch at the hotel with a DJ, games, and I'm not sure what this is, but I like it. A recovery bar. You always need one of those.
A recovery bar.
After the wedding,
yes.
You know, you need that next day recovery bar. Hair of the dog. Blake Shelton was named People's Sexiest Man Alive this year, and actually, not everyone is agreeing.
No,
in fact, several Twitter users have actually expressed their disappointment in the choice. Blake Shelton actually responded to all the trolls by reading aloud their tweets on Wednesday's episode of Ellen. I love when they do that.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Is it Fallon that does mean tweets?
Those are great.
Your mean tweet about you?
Yeah.
So on Ellen, he actually said, "Woke up and saw Blake Shelton is the sexiest man alive." This is what someone wrote. Did a bunch of celebrities die or something last night? That's what someone actually put. That's another one complained. Blake Shelton is sexy if you like a guy who's always about to lean in and tell you something hearty, healthy, and American dog foodish. I'm not sure what that means.
American dog foodish?
I'm not sure what that means. He also went on to tell Ellen that he's just lovely being the newly minted sex symbol in the U.S. He said, I said this in a magazine when I did my interview for The Sexiest Man Alive, that I had been a fat and ugly man my whole life, and just for 1 year, I get to be sexy, and I'm going to milk this for everything it's worth.
Go for it.
Go for it, Blake. Way to go. Well, the Biebs and Selena Gomez are presumably on again.
Yes.
Right? Because things heated up at an L.A. ice rink this past Wednesday night.
The ice was melting.
They were caught kissing.
The ice was actually melting under their feet.
I know. How would that happen?
You said it was getting heated up.
Heated up, but that doesn't... Okay, I see what you did there. So they were caught kissing during a timeout, and I say that because the lip lock took place during Bieber's weekly hockey game. The picture shows that he was wearing his full hockey gear when the smooch took place. Gomez was previously spotted at his hockey game a couple of weeks back, just days after that, you know, she broke up with her boyfriend of 10 months, The Weeknd, sans E. But that didn't seem to engage the PDA back then, so they just went along with it. Now, Elle notes that Gomez, Elle Magazine notes that she also brought a puppy to the ice rink, as if we needed literal proof that she and the Biebs have rekindled their puppy love once again. Yep, so I'd say they're on again.
Uh-huh.
Movies, man, I'm telling you, this is a big weekend for superhero movies.
I know what you're starting off with. Man, I read a horrible review on
The Star. Yeah, that's set in rural America South during World War II. Tells the story of two families pitted against one another in a ruthless social hierarchy, yet bound together by a shared farmland in the Mississippi Delta. That stars Jason Clark, Mary J. Blige, Jason Mitchell, and Garrett Hedlund. See, you thought I was going to lead with what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I threw a curveball. Justice League.
You did.
You know, I have lots of friends that went to see it. We did a movie premiere for our stations here last night.
Yeah.
And I've heard nothing but good things.
Okay. Well, I read a bad one.
So there's mixed. Finds Batman and Wonder Woman teaming up to recruit a team of metal humans to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions. Now the plot, nothing new.
I don't think it's going to stop anybody.
The plot, the superhero plot, nothing new. You know, it's catastrophic. The world's going to end. And
right.
It's up to these superheroes.
Exactly.
It's about how the actors portray the comic book heroes. And the special effects. That's what I think really sells these movies.
Yep.
And I heard it was great. The film stars Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, and Jason Momoa.
Okay.
I believe is Aquaman, and he looks fantastic Aquaman.
We'll see what kind of money it brings in on Monday.
Also opening up, Wonder. It tells the inspiring and heartwarming story of August Augie Pullman, a boy with facial differences who enters fifth grade, attending a mainstream elementary school for the first time in his life. And the film stars Julia Roberts, Owen Wilson, Mandy Patinkin, and David Diggs. And that looks fantastic. That looks like a really good movie.
Okay.
So that's... I'm putting my money on Justice League, though. Anything superhero lately. Yep,
exactly.
You ready for birthdays?
Yeah.
All right. First up, we have RuPaul.
RuPaul. RuPaul is up there. I'm going to say 60.
57.
57. Okay.
And we have Rachel McAdams, who I've played on a chick flick
multiple times.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, then I'll just go with 38.
39. And finally, Danny DeVito.
And Danny DeVito is 77.
73.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, 7:15.
There's always a lot of these. There's more in the summer than the winter.
Yes.
Talking about parades.
Parades.
Right?
Yes.
I think the Thanksgiving Day parade's like the last big one.
I think so, yeah.
I think the Macy's, you know. I think they do a Christmas one too, but I can't imagine going out there in New York and they do it though. Oh, Siri. Hey, Siri, what do you think of parades?
Parades are the worst. I can't stand them. They are just a reason for a bunch of people to crowd the streets and absolutely destroy traffic. I really don't see the point of even having them. What are people waiting to see? They are always a disappointment. People just stand around for hours waiting for cars full of waving people to drive by at the pace of a snail. Instead of having a parade and ruining a downtown for half of a day, why doesn't everyone just throw a party at their house? That would be way more fun.
Obviously, she doesn't know about the Southside Irish Parade.
Evidently.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri, Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
That's what I always listen to.
7:41, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. Well, let's see here. You want to go?
Sure. You know, this is for the people that have to shovel. You know, when I first got here, I was an avid. I liked to shovel. It was a good workout, and everyone said you need to get a snowblower. So I would probably not do this because I don't shovel. But if you shovel, this is a great way to motivate you to shovel that driveway.
Okay. What is that?
So when you know you're in for some snow, I know that four-letter word.
Yeah.
Snow, eventually it'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
So the night before, what you do is you lay some beer cans out there, right? And make it a treasure hunt. Because they're going to be covered it, and that will motivate you to keep shoveling and go, another prize. All right?
Look what I found.
I mean, it's not, you don't just have to put beer out there. I mean, you could put anything out there. Juice.
Another
video
beer.
Game. You know, something that will motivate you to do it, and you'll forget where you put it.
Mm-hmm.
So create a scavenger hunt in your driveway.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
All right. Very good. Now, here's one. You ever shrink your clothes, folks?
All the time.
Too small? I did not. I just found this. I did not know this. I'm kind of impressed. I'm actually kind of looking forward to trying this. If you shrunk your clothes too small, soak them in a mixture of hot water and hair conditioner for about 5 minutes.
See, I'm super skeptical and about
boom,
stuff like that.
Unshrink them.
Let's do it. You got a pair of shrunken clothes?
Yes, I do.
I say we bring it in.
I got a size, a pair of pants.
Size zero.
A 32 waist that I cannot get into.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 753. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
I'm going to act out a scene from a movie. I know it's not chick flicks yet. It's coming up. But
all right. What's your
you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to slap my face.
I should know that. Is that... Now, I'm going to take a guess. It'll probably be way off.
It's not Rocky.
Is that the Home Alone?
It is Home Alone.
Wow! There you go.
And then on the plane, Kevin! They forget Kevin, right? So they made multiple ones.
Wow, I'm impressed that I knew that.
All right. In New York City, there's actually a hotel offering a night that's inspired by Home Alone 2. In celebration of the movie's 25th anniversary, Home Alone 2 Lost in New York is offering a room package inspired by that beloved Christmas film. According to Consequence of Sound, the quote-unquote Home Alone 2 anniversary room package includes a branded Home Alone 2 backpack. Remember, he had the backpack walking around. An over-the-top ice cream sundae. He orders that room service that sundae that I don't even know if you could finish.
No, I don't think so.
And a paint can, like the one that Kevin used to swing at Marv to give him the brain damage. Remember, he hits it in the head and he goes, runs in. And that's in the first movie, though.
Yeah.
So it comes with a paint can. It also comes with a Home Alone DVDs and Blu-ray discs. Rates begin at $895 a night.
Oh, they're just beginning at $800. Okay.
And you can cough up more cash for extras like the express passes to the top of the Empire State Building, which you see in the movie, and also a four-hour limousine tour.
How about that?
They should send us to New York. We should do the show from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you run that by the boss?
Sure, yeah.
Go Figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny, 101.5. Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and if you can identify the chick flick today, well, boy, do we have a prize for you, huh? Look at this. Got a $100 gift card to Subway and a $100 Fandango gift card just for telling us the chick. And you have to tell us what your favorite Subway sandwich is, too, okay? But I think that's easy enough. Okay, so let's set the stage here. First of all, we... set it with this, and then...
Are you going to set it?
You want to? Go ahead.
No, you can do a British accent.
Is it British?
Just to set it, do the British accent. We have to differentiate from your other voice.
The the two character... But then I'm going to throw them off.
That's fine, just do it.
The two characters in New York... Where there's a surprise proposal.
You know what I think? There should be like a fire crackling in the background. You should be sitting there smoking a corncob pipe in a velvet...
No, not a corn.
Yeah. Just, you know, because you're classy, but you're not that classy. And then like a velvet robe, but it's patched velvet. It's all different patterns.
All right.
And enjoy.
Anyway, here's your surprise proposal. Here we go.
Andrew? Are you on some kind of medication? What's going on? Where are we? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Melanie Carmichael, will you marry me?
Are you sure? I mean, are you really sure? Because if you're not really sure, we can just go back to the car. It's only... been 8 months, Andrew.
You know, I never do anything rash, and I usually never ask a question I don't already know the answer to. So, at the risk of being rejected twice, I'm going to ask you again. Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pick one.
No, I don't want to marry you.
Oh, my gosh.
I picked door number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
My God. I can't even.
I was going to go, yes, yes.
Yes. 236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Brent.
Brent?
Yeah.
All right. Name of the movie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
2002.
You knew that. I didn't know how you retained that.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
All right.
How about that, man?
Look at him all in the background.
I know it.
Yes.
Hey.
He's got his group with him, man.
I'm going to eat a Subway.
$100 Subway gift card and a $100 Fandango gift card. However, before we give you that, we have to ask what your favorite Subway sandwich is.
All at once, scream out your favorite Subway sandwich.
Yeah, everybody just scream it out. Go ahead.
Ah, there we go.
That works. All right, congratulations. You know, mine changes every, like today, you asked me today what my favorite one, and I'm steak and cheese.
See, I'm a veggie guy or chicken breast.
Yeah, but today I'm zeroed in on a steak and cheese right now from Subway. So that's what I'd do if I was there right now. And yours, yeah.
Everything but olives.
Everything but olives. And I mean everything. An extra of it. I don't even know how they fold your sandwich over. I really don't know how they do it. But that's what they do at Subway. All right, it's 8:24, Radio Paparazzi next.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Monday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We'll all be back in the studio, Tracy back in, and we'll get you started with the Bogus or Bargain.
Ooh.
Tell me something good, go figures, and a lot more. See you Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com. Thanks for listening.